I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The first dispute settlement panel brought under the USMCA has ended in favor of the U.S. in a dispute over dairy with Canada. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says the decision means the USMCA agreement with Canada regarding dairy products should now be enforced the way it was intended.
When the agreement was reached, I think the U.S. dairy industry believed in good faith that they would have greater access to the Canadian market by virtue of increased tariff rate quotas. The Canadians utilized a process that made it more difficult for those quotas to be met for dairy products, and as a result, the agreement, in our view, was not being enforced the way it was intended. I think what's important about this ruling is that we're going to be able to sell more U.S. dairy products in Canada across the board.
While the Southeast isn't the top dairy-producing region of the U.S., the decision may still have significant impacts on regional dairy production. There are about 125,000 dairy cows in Florida that collectively produce about 300 million gallons of milk each year. Lafayette and Okeechobee are Florida's leading dairy counties. Operations are primarily owned and operated by second and third generation farmers. Georgia currently has approximately 112 dairy farms and is home to over 81,000 dairy cows. Each Georgia dairy cow has an economic impact of more than $12,500. Georgia's dairy industry contributes more than $1 billion to Georgia's economy each year, according to the Georgia Milk Producers. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.